Greetings, salutations, welcome to the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 32, brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. My name is Chris Albrecht. I'm Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. I edit the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, and I also host the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. So glad you could join us for our 32nd installment of trying to get this right, and I can guarantee we won't. But we've got a really unique series of guests joining us today. Carlin Hochstein is back for another appearance from the Diocesan Family Life Office, and in tow, Alex Kazaris and his wife, Ashley. And they're going to talk about something I don't think we've ever done in this diocese, speed dating, Catholic style. They will explain in just a couple of minutes. We'll also get you up to date with all kinds of diocesan news, including a news brief about deanery confirmation masses for the first time in 10 years in our diocese. We'll explain that in just a few minutes as well. But first, if you would assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for religious liberty, something we should never take for granted in our church, our world, and in our society. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My dime's worth of opinions, not necessarily those of Cap'n, the Diocese of Amarillo, or the Diocesan Office of Communications. I think, though, we can agree on this one, folks. We need some rain. I'd even settle for some snow right now, and I'm not a big fan of snow, as you know. I know that rhymed. We need some rain. It is dry outside. It just takes one spark, and this entire panhandle could go up like kindling. So please pray for favorable weather for our farmers and ranchers. They need some rain. We need some rain. And the good news is we're moving closer to a La Nada or neutral weather pattern, which means chances of rain will be going up. Praise God for that. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the disturbed, the confused, and the discerning. Please continue to pray for vocations to the priesthood and religious life of the Diocese of Amarillo. Please pray for Richard Escalante and Benjamin Sego, our two great seminarians, and find out more about vocations at amarillovocations.org, amarillovocations.org, your one-stop shop online for anything and everything that has to do with vocations in our diocese. To our healthcare workers and first responders, thank you. Your efforts do not go unappreciated on this particular program. And I'll step on my soapbox to remind you, I hope you voted in the primaries. If you didn't, make sure you get registered to vote in the midterms, the general election coming up on Tuesday, November 3rd. First, get registered, get educated, then come join us and vote. Because as Catholics, we have a moral obligation to vote in elections, not just the ones we want to vote in, but each and every time we're called to the polls. A couple of other quick things. Make sure you visit our diocesan website, amarillodiocese.org and westtexascatholic.org. Plenty of news there. There's also plenty of news on our Facebook page, Amarillo Diocese, our handle there. Next issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, will be dated April the 19th. Deadlines are Easter Monday, April 6th for advertising, and Thursday, April 9th for stories, photos, and so forth and so on. The podcast, you can find it at amarillodiocese.org or stcapn.com. And don't forget to keep up with this program and our great other offerings on our podcasting network. All of these fantastic products are now available on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcasts. David Wilson, take a bow for that. The email address, stcapn@dioama.org, stcapn@dioama.org. Our next podcast will drop Friday, March 27th. The subject matter, Divine Mercy Sunday, which is coming up on Sunday, April the 12th. And we thank you for the privilege of your time. As we alluded to in the introduction, we are going to be talking about something I thought I'd never write a story about or discuss on a radio program or a podcast, Catholic speed dating. Put those three words together because it's going to be a reality later this month in the Diocese of Amarillo. Joining us to my left, and I'm going to make sure I get this right because I keep calling you Ashlyn. It's Ashley Cazares, Alex Cazares, her husband. You've seen him at many diocesan events, sometimes even with a camera. And to my right, who we got a lot of letters and calls and comments about, very positively about your appearance in January. So you're back again.
I'm back.
Carlin Hochstein, the director of the Family Life Office for the Diocese of Amarillo. We are actually seriously having a Catholic speed dating event on Saturday, March 28th. We start at 5:30 p.m., right?
5:30.
And we're going to go till 10?
10 is the plan as of right now.
As of right now, but that could change depending
on
how things go.
It could change, yes.
Whose idea was this? And please don't tell me it was his, because I know better than that.
It was mine.
How did you come up with this?
We took a pilgrim trip, us and a couple of friends, to Rome. And as I was praying in the St. Ignatius Church, which I don't know if maybe you're familiar with social media on the TikTok side or Instagram side, it's the famous church where you can look into the mirror and it reflects with the art on the ceiling. And so as I was praying there, I somehow just came up with the idea. It was placed in my head about a speed dating, since I know quite a few Catholics that are looking for that discernment.
Wow. I never thought I'd hear that put that way before. Now, both you and Carlin met your husbands through Catholic circles, right?
Yes.
Tell us your story, because I want the truth, not the fictitious version here, okay?
I walked in to the Catholic Student Center at WT, and they presented me the classroom. And inside the classroom, there was Alex, who was studying to be an engineer at the time. And they said, oh, he's going to be an engineer, and he's Catholic. And I said, oh, my mom's going to be so proud of me. And the rest was history.
And November 19th, your wedding day. You better remember that there, Alex.
Oh, it's engraved in my ring, okay, so I won't forget.
So you heard her version. So how much of this was the truth and how much of this was fiction of what she just told?
If I want to be a good husband, all of it's the truth.
There, see, you've learned well. Happy wife, happy life. You're in the same boat in a lot of ways because you met your husband through Catholic circles. But let's go a step further. Your parents met at a single group here in Amarillo back,
they
what
did.
Was it, 1987 or so?
87, yeah. My dad, born and raised and was living in Umbarker. My mom is from New Mexico, but was living in Amarillo. And I guess, I don't know which church it was even through, but back in 1987, they had started up a singles group for a little bit. And both of my parents went to the Halloween event that they had. And that's where they met. And a year later, the next October, they were married.
That's incredible. And I think St. Thomas was the one that had a group back then. And I think St. Mary's also had a group. I think they were kind of conflicting with each other there. Our guests, Carlin Hochstein, Ashley Cazares, Alex Cazares. We're talking about a Catholic speed dating event on Saturday, March 28th. Starts at 5:30 p.m. We're going to be at what? The Grand Event Center, right?
The Grand Event Center, yes.
Get us the easiest way to get to the Grand Event Center.
You can take Loop 335 and go all the way east until you reach Grand Street, and it's going to be right on the corner with the fence that's white. Or if you come down South Grand Street, the entrance is located on Grand Street, and so the entrance will, you can turn right there.
So what exactly are we wanting to do besides have Catholic singles, single men, single women meet each other? What's the criteria? What's the rules of the evening? How's this work?
So the age range is going to be from 21 to 39. There's going to be a speed dating portion. That one will be about 2 hours, depending on how many people actually sign up. Afterwards, there's going to be kind of a social connecting circle. So anyone who's married, discern single life, whatever their vocation may be, they're welcome to come afterwards. And once the doors open for them, there's going to be activities, music, there's some drinks.
So let's say we're sitting down for the speed dating portion. How much time do you get with each person?
Right now, it's going to be about 4 to 5 minutes.
Okay.
And there's going to be some icebreakers on the table if they're needed, in case there needs to be some open conversation starters. Otherwise, the conversation is totally up to them.
Okay. Because you do need those icebreakers, don't you, Alex? Because there's some guys that may be going, hi. And they may freeze up right there and not get any further than hi.
Yeah, I was kind of one of those guys. So it it takes a little bit to kind of just get the conversation started. But I think once you actually start that conversation and have a little bit of a guideline, then you're good to go.
I want to throw this at you, Carlin, because we've got a good group of young adults that are meeting at St. Mary's, at St. Thomas, and they are trying to build one at St. Anne's in Canyon, and they'd like to do more things when I went to their gathering February 13th. So let's talk about how people can find out more about Catholic speed dating or these young adult groups.
As I've looked and gotten more comfortable into this family life office, kind of trying to figure out where the needs are, and looking, and I've been combing through the websites of our different parishes, and I'm having a hard time finding information outside of St. Mary's and St. Thomas's. I was able to connect with St. Anne's, and it sounds like they're trying to figure out what to build and what's going on with that. I'd really love it if we could get some more young adult groups in more of the rural areas of our diocese. But then looking at my position with the diocese, I would love to be able to do events just like this one where we can say, okay, so St. Thomas's meets here, St. Mary's meets here, this one meets here. But then every now and then at a diocesan level, we bring all these different groups together because honestly, a lot of these people are like what my parents were, and they're going to these groups because they're single and discerning marriage and they want to find somebody. And so I think the more we can get these different groups together, the better it's going to be.
Oh, absolutely. Catholic speed dating event starts at 5:30 p.m. Saturday, March 28th. 21 to 39-year-olds is what you're looking for, right?
21 to 39.
So if you got some 45-year-old guy there, you're going to kick him out?
I will tell them, I'm so sorry this event is not catered for you at the moment.
The friendly, nice way compared to my archaically bad way there. Hey, if you are one of those that has been looking for love, you're Catholic and you're going, there's nobody out there for me. Guess what? This might be the door that opens to that portal of your future. Come join us. Saturday, March 28th, 5:30 p.m. is when it begins at the Grand Event Center at Loop 335 and Grand at that intersection. Is there a cost for this?
It will be $25 for the entrance fee, yes.
Okay, fantastic. What else do we need to know about this event, Miss Ashley?
There is a website in case someone needs to have more information. It's saintlyconnections.com. And there's also a Facebook page for Saintly Connections, but it's more of just an event page, and that's the Catholic Speed Dating. It's live right now. It'll lead you to the website. If you have any questions, there's saintlyconnections@gmail.com, and we can help answer any questions, steer anyone to see if this event is made for them.
Hey, folks, this is an opportunity to find possibly your love of your life. Come join us. It's going to be a fantastic evening, Saturday, March 28th. We'll start at 5:30, Grand Event Center, $25 per person, looking for young Catholic men and women between the ages of 21 and 39. The website, saintlyconnections.com. The last word in the conversation, we'll start with you first, Miss Ashley.
Just the speed dating portion is going to be about 2 hours, depending on the amount of people that come. And afterwards, the doors will be open for anyone that's interested in just connecting with those in the diocese.
Alex?
If you're scared, that's okay. You're more than welcome to keep coming. And who knows, even if you don't find your connection right away, you will find some great friends and meet some great people along the way.
Carlin, last word's yours, ma'am.
All right. I would just say if this doesn't directly apply to you in your situation right now, but you know somebody, I know my husband and I have several of our friends and family members that we just want to find the perfect person. So feel free to spread this information. It's shared on the Family Life Facebook page, and it's on the diocesan website. And yeah, share it around to whoever needs it.
Let's get you up to date with a few diocesan news and notes. First off, a reminder, the second season of Spiritual Arms, 5 Minutes for the Battle. It comes every Monday morning at 7 o'clock for you to kick off your work week with 5 Minutes of Faith. Joshua Correa of St. Mary's Cathedral Amarillo is your host. You can find that at stcapn.com. Also, if you haven't already, please check out The Introverted Apostle with our two introverts of the building. Yeah, right. Roman Asbill and David Wilson. And a reminder that all of our fantastic Cap'n podcasts are now available on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcasts. Time is running out, folks. To sign up for the first Engaged Encounter weekend of the year, it's usually the one that's the most slammed, so don't wait till the last minute. The weekend coming up Saturday, March 28th, Sunday, March 29th, Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, 2100 North Spring here in Amarillo. Get in touch with Carlin Hochstein in the Diocesan Family Life Office for more details. Tuesday, March 31st, the annual Chrism Mass, 7 p.m., St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. Please join His Eminence, Daniel Cardinal DiNardo, and your diocesan priest at this annual Mass. If you love and support your priest, you need to be there in a show of support for our fantastic priest. Confirmation Masses this spring. There will not be a big tour going around because for the first time since 2016, the Confirmation Masses this spring will be done by deanery. All Masses will be at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. The celebrations begin Saturday, April 11th, continuing through the end of May. Look for the story in the latest issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. Quick reminder, and I'm even getting calls about this, volunteers are needed at BSA Hospital as communion ministers. It's a commitment that doesn't require a lot of time. Elma Fletcher can answer your questions, 806-206-4496. Another reminder, yes, I think you can almost repeat this with me as many times as we've said this. Save August 22nd on your calendars. The Diocese of Amarillo celebrating its centennial with a Mass of Thanksgiving that morning, 10 o'clock, St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. More and more details on that coming very, very soon. Hey, do you have comments, suggestions? Maybe you'd like to help underwrite the cost of CAPN. You know, David Wilson commands a pretty high figure for money around here, so we got to pay him well. Maybe you're interested in advertising. Email us, stcapn@dioama.org. And don't forget to fill out the form at stcapn.com. See, we want to hear from you, and we want to make this podcast and our podcast network even better. And a reminder that all of our fantastic CAPN podcasts are now on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcast. That's another edition of the West Texas Catholic, the podcast. We'll talk Divine Mercy Sunday next time we meet. Have yourselves a fantastic week. Thanks for the privilege of your time. God bless you. And remember, abortion is not and never will be health care. Viva Cristo Rey.